Almost 30. Well,
thank you for giving giving us John. He's a gift all in himself. So we just want to thank you for all being here. But our youth, we want to tell you next Saturday.
Yes.
We're having a practice out at Lost Lake. We're excited about that. We're having our drama practice out at Lost Lake. So if you are youth, then you will meet here at 5:20, and we will bus you, van you.
Cool.
What are we doing, Dan? We're going to van you out to Lost Lake, and we will van you back. So with that, I'm going to read a scripture here, but I don't think that's it. Okay. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. That's it. Will you stand with us in worship? Please join us in the back too if you're able.
When darkness gathers all around us, we will sing His glory, breaking through the night. The King in all His wonder fills us with His power. Christ in us the answer, a hope for all the world. Our God is strong in us, His love has overcome. He is alive in us, He is the risen one. Same power that raised Him up is the power that lives in us. Our God is strong in us, our God is strong in us. His promise stands throughout the ages, He will never leave us, we are not alone. Save us, we will stand victorious, a hope for all the world. Our God is strong in us, His love has overcome. He is alive in us, He is the risen one. The same power that raised Him up is the power that lives in us. Our God is strong in us, our God is strong in us. Lift Him up, let the whole world see. We will never stop singing. Lift Him up, let the whole world hear. We will never stop shouting. Lift Him up, every voice in praise. Everyone lift Him up. Lift Him up. Our God is strong in us, His love has overcome. He is alive in us, He is the risen one. Same power that raised Him up is the power that lives in us. Our God is strong in us, our God is strong in us.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, our next song is Thrive. We were made to thrive, to be healthy, strong, walking Christians. So as we read this and sing it, just kind of let your heart get into it, because you're singing to God. You're not singing to us up here or to the screen. You're singing to God the Father. So just praise the Lord for the day. Praise the Lord for your ability to thrive.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, just adjusting for a broken string here.
Oh, okay.
Take us away, Steve-O.
Whoa.
There it is, yeah. Come on.
like a tree planted by the water that never shall run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. More than ordinary lies. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive. Know our Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Joy unspeakable, full of glory.
Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Joy unspeakable, faith unsinkable, love unstoppable, anything is possible. Just to know you and to make you known, we lift your name on high. Shine like the sun, make darkness run and hide. We know we were made for so much more than ordinary lives. It's time for us to more than just survive. We were made to thrive.
Hey!
Man, you all sound good. Did you take Miracle-Gro this morning in your coffee? I'm telling you, it was beautiful, beautiful. John chapter 8, verse 12.
When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
All who are thirsty, all who are weak, come to the fountain, dip your heart in the stream of life, let the pain and the sorrow be washed. washed away in the waves of His mercy. As deep cries out to deep, we sing, come Lord Jesus, come. Come Lord Jesus, come. Come Lord Jesus, come.
Thirsty.
All who are thirsty, all who are weak, just come to the fountain. Dip your heart in the stream of life. Let the pain and the sorrow be washed away in the waves of His mercy. As deep cries out to Thee, we sing, come Lord Jesus, come. Come Lord Jesus, come.
Day, there's no other moment when God is asking you to decompress. He's asking you to take all the pressure that's been built up over the course of a week, all of the expectations, all of the things that the responsibilities, all the defeats, all the successes, and He's asking you to lay it down again. Begin to process all of that in His light. And Sunday, there's just no other day like it, that we can be together, support each other. Most of all, as we come to Jesus, we agree together that He is Lord. Amen. Over anything that you're facing, let's just say that together. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Ask Mike to lead us in prayer this morning.
Yes, Lord, we just thank You. Holy Spirit, we do. We ask You, we invite You to come into this place. And not just this building, we want You here too. But we want You to come into our heart, Lord God, right now. And Lord, we just want to hear what You have for us today. So we bow before You, Lord, Heavenly Father. You are our Maker, our Creator, our King. And Lord, you sent Your Son to us, and then He went to prepare a place for us. And Lord, we just thank You for that indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us right now, Lord, that You are present with us right now. Emmanuel, the hope of glory, God with us, we praise Your name right now. And Lord, we just lay everything down at your feet right now. Every crown that we may have gained during the week, every problem that came before us, Lord. We know that everything in our lives, Lord, it's all yours because we are yours. And so, Lord, we just bless your name, praise your name. And what do we have to offer today, Lord? You said everything is what we have. You said, don't lay anything down. Give it all to you.
Amen.
Everything. Every little thing. From the smallest of problems to the greatest of victories, Lord, it's all. Yes. It's all for you.
Yes, Jesus.
This whole world was built, Lord. It's a reflection of your glory in this world, Lord God. And so we just praise you right now. We just pray today that we would hear your voice, that you would make our bodies alive, make our spirit alive, and that we would be able to shout your name through all the earth as a witness to you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
So we just,
Jesus.
We just lay it all down right now. We praise your name, the name that's above every other, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Let's just sing, Come, Lord Jesus, come. As the ushers come your way to receive our morning tithes and offerings. And Jeanette has a couple of words of information for us this morning. Busy time of year for us as a church.
I just wanted to share a little bit of what a wonderful day we had of those who went to district convention, renewing our passion for what the Lord has called us to do. We heard from the NYI, which is the youth convention, the missions convention, and the Sunday school discipleship convention. But I wanted to share with you what the district mission statement is. You may have heard it around here a little bit. I hope you have. But it states, we reproduce churches who make Christ-like disciples in the nation.
Amen.
So if you've ever wondered what this Church of the Nazarene is that you're a part of, that's what we are.
Yep.
We are about winning other people to the Lord.
Amen.
And I wanted to share just a little bit of where we are as a church. I've captured some of you in little meetings. You've probably seen me with people in little huddled in a corner somewhere talking with them with a big blue notebook. But the district goal is this. We envision 3,000 disciple makers gathering in 300 churches with 15,000 Christ-like disciples and 30,000 worshipers by 2030.
Woo! Praise the Lord.
Big task.
Yes.
Okay? But here's how we fit in as a local church. Well, two local churches. Lost Lake and Living Well are doing this together, this thing. Here's our plan. We will be starting April 19th. Remember that book we talked about for months, Each One Disciple One? We're still on that. We just wanted to give you a little bit of time to purchase it if you'd like to. But we will start that training April 19th. So every other week, John and I will be here, and every other week we'll be at Lost Lake. Just follow us around if you're doing this on Wednesday night. And we'll be doing one chapter a week. There'll be people from other churches here. Well, one church anyway, Lost Lake. So I wanted to share that with you so you know that it is coming up, and if you haven't purchased your book and you would like to, go ahead and do that. But at the end of that, what it will look like for us, I won't remember everything because I didn't write it down. But what that will look like for us is we will be, first of all, we'll be providing several times for you to be able to get that training in. Wednesday night at 7 at one of the churches. And John has 6:30 a.m. on Saturdays at the barbershop in Polo. He will be doing discipleship there. And then Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. right here with Brother Bill. Yeah, he will be leading that. And then at 5 p.m. at Lost Lake, Brother Greg Langler will be leading us there. And then at 12 p.m. on Tuesdays, I'll be leading it here back there in the counseling area. So you have an opportunity, if you miss one, to catch it up some other time during the week. But at the end of that, we hope to have everybody in the church at least have a chance to be trained in how to be a good disciple. Most of us do that pretty well, but there's some things in there that maybe we're not doing that could really strengthen our walk with the Lord. So the book will teach us how to be a great disciple, and then it will also teach us how to disciple someone else.
Yep.
So keep your book. It's your learning manual, and who knows how many people you can help with one book. So we'll be using that. And then we will also have, how far do you want me to go? We'll also have mentors for our teenagers. Every teenager in the church will have an adult mentor to help them from now until whenever that mentorship stops. So that, how many of you, if you're brave enough to raise your hand, who have gone through being a teenager, would say that that was the toughest time of my life?
It was tough.
I would say yes, it was. So think of that, because these teenagers are going to come asking you, would you be my mentor? And hopefully we're strong enough to say, yes, I'd love to. I'm putting together a little handout for them to fill out a little bit of information about themselves so we can get you matched up. But some of them are going to ask for specific people. So I want you to start preparing your hearts for a youth to come to you and say, hey, could you meet with me pretty regularly to see how I'm doing? And if you know of other teens in the community that might need that, certainly we would be open to that. So by the fall, everybody in the church, from itty-bitty, who can read and understand what we're talking about, would have a discipleship training. The youth will have a retreat, and the adults will be going through this. I think it's 22 weeks. So by fall, we'll all be trained, and we'll all be ready to go. And then we have new things coming after that. But I just wanted to let you know we are headed in that direction, and we hadn't really said anything for a while about the book. But we were hoping people were making plans to buy it.
Good.
If you don't want to buy it, there's handouts.
Thank you, Jeanette. We're going to be hosting our Lenten community service here this evening. And there's been some extra polish and work done in the community room. And doesn't it look great? Amen. A lot of subtle improvements that are happening. Kind of every time you walk in, you're seeing some things, and maybe hopefully you're involved in some of those things as you invest your time throughout the week. You're able to come in and pitch in. So tonight at 6 o'clock, I want to invite you to participate in that community service. It's a wonderful opportunity that we have to participate with the larger church body that is not just the Church of the Nazarene, but is the big church. Amen. And we love that, and really feel privileged and honored that the Ministerial Association would ask if we would like to host, because I told Marilyn, the president of the Ministerial Association, or the one that does this, the organization, I said, we are like in construction and have been for a while, and if you don't think anybody would mind about that, y'all come. So we plan to have about 75 to 95 people here this evening, so you'll want to come early to get a seat. We're going to fill it up, amen? Won't that be fun? And we've been working on a set that our worship band has been, select members of our worship band have been working on to prepare for this evening. And we just hope that you are able to be here tonight and participate in that event. Josiah the Merchant, the Olive Merchant, is the title of the drama this evening. And it's not going to be a dry preaching event. It's going to be a drama. So I hope that you are able to be here this evening. Yes.